This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, yeah. There's no more Conan. Well, he still exists. He's still alive. He's okay.
That sounds a little morbid.
But he gave us a message a couple days ago that his life is busy.
Yes.
And he is having to, you know, take time away from this to focus on other things.
And other projects. I wish him the best in that.
Yeah, so at some point tonight, me and Chris will discuss who we would like to have join us on Thursday nights.
And I guess our choices are Hillary, Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, or Jill Stein.
Well, Harambe? Can I vote for Harambe on this?
No, because that would make you racist. You cannot even make a Harambe joke without being racist, so...
I did not know that.
Daryl. I read that.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff that you can read online. Not all of it is true, but one thing that is true is, well, there are some strippers down in Louisiana. Yes, I know. There are some strippers in Louisiana.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Three of them specifically in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are suing the state of Louisiana to halt a statewide ban against strippers under the age of 21, saying the ban infringes on their constitutional rights to free speech, due process, and equal protection. The lawsuit was filed in New Orleans federal court last week, about a week ahead of the ban's effective date of October 1st. The dancers, who are not named in the suit, are suing Louisiana Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control Commissioner Juana Marine Lombard, whose office is charged with enforcing the ban. A hearing date has not yet been set. The New Orleans City Council passed a ban in January that applied only to new dancers under the age of 21, meaning that those aged 18 to 20 and are already dancing will be grandfathered in.
So, well, I'm going to guess you're going to get into what the rationale is behind this. Is this purely moral, or does it tie to other laws? Are they trying to be, quote-unquote, consistent?
I don't think they're trying to be consistent. I think that they are trying to do, you know, some kind of moral thing. And something very interesting, during the hearing on this legislation, one of the, I think, state senators got up and said, I'm introducing an amendment that all strippers must be under the age of 28 and weigh less than 160 pounds. And he claimed that he was making a point about how ludicrous
regulation
is.
That is a good ludicrous argument to a ludicrous law, potential law. I just look at this, and I guess I was thinking, okay, maybe you have to be 21 to serve alcohol in bars, and maybe strip clubs in Louisiana all serve alcohol. Maybe there's some tie in there. But it just sounds like it's an arbitrary number.
The legislature passed a statewide ban in the spring that trumped the New Orleans ban that had the grandfather clause. The state ban does not have the grandfather clause. Whether to further restrict strip clubs and their dancers has been debated for years, but the argument flared up again in 2015 after a 19-year-old dancer was left dead on Interstate 10 in Metairie by a man investigators said was her pimp. Okay, so let me pause right here to say that if they're investigating a 19-year-old that was murdered, and they think, well, the guy that killed her, we think, may have been her pimp. The problem is not stripping. The problem is prostitution.
I'd argue the problem is murder.
Well, but, the problem.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
the,
but I know where you're going,
the
and
problem
I understand.
That created that scenario was the prohibition.
Thank you.
On prostitution,
right?
Not the fact that prostitution exists,
right?
And yes, the underlying problem is there's somebody that's a murderer. He's been charged with second-degree murder in that case. The Alcohol, Tobacco Control people and the state police last fall penalized several New Orleans strip clubs they accused of being magnets for drugs and prostitution. And proponents of the statewide ban said that it would help prevent trafficking of young women.
Those are probably two very popular clubs.
Probably. And again, you know, just because there's a strip club does not mean that, you know, people are being forced into prostitution. That's what trafficking means. Trafficking
sure.
means someone is your human slave and you are forcing them to do something against their will.
Right. But all that goes out the window. I mean, we've seen hotels shut down because they were magnets for drug crime and things like that, and seen their hotels seized from the
but
owners.
But you've never seen a McDonald's shut down for being magnets for drug crime, and I guarantee you every McDonald's in this country on a regular basis has drug deals that happen in their parking lot.
That's a pretty bold accusation, Daryl, and probably absolutely right.
It is absolutely right.
I've never seen a McDonald's being shut down for being a magnet for cockroaches. You know,
right.
So they just
but, you know,
they don't.
McDonald's parking lots are, you know, generally fairly busy places. There's almost always cars in there.
Yeah.
So if you're meeting somebody up and you're handing them a brown paper bag, nobody's going to think anything suspicious of it.
Right.
Oh, you picked your buddy up some, you know, Big Mac and fries.
Yeah. And plus you can get a Big Mac at the same time. So
yeah.
There you go.
The New Orleans City Council also will soon consider whether to cap the number of Bourbon Street strip clubs at the present level and try eventually to reduce them to as few as 7.
Ah, now you're getting out of hand. Come
about
on.
About half the current total. So they're wanting to actually, you know, shut down businesses on Bourbon Street.
So I love New Orleans, and I've been there as a tourist, and I have friends in that area, so I've kind of seen like off of Bourbon Street. You know what I mean? I've
right.
been to other neighborhoods, and
I've never actually been to Bourbon Street
really?
In New Orleans.
Yeah,
I've been to New Orleans, but I've never been to Bourbon Street.
My first trips were always to Bourbon Street, and it's an adventure, and I love the city because it's got a lot of really cool history, really cool traditions. Really cool architecture. I just really, really like it. But part of it is, I mean, when you think of the phrase, you know, like laissez-faire,
right.
I mean, that sort of epitomizes what it's always been. But they suffer the same problems that every other big city does, and they have a very high crime rate. And that's,
right. And some people would try to say it's because we've got 18 and 19 and 20-year-old strippers.
No, it's because you're trying to do prohibition
right.
In a city that's going to attract people who want to party. So, yes, you're going to have a high level of drug use. That's going to happen. And now you're going to try to crack down on it. And that drug use, because it's touristy, is probably very, very lucrative. And I'm sure that there's a lot of gangs fighting back and forth as to who controls what corner in
right.
you know,
and
Monterey.
Again, and that's because of prohibition.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Al Capone would not have been a gangster had the 18th Amendment never been ratified.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, most likely had never been a gangster, because you can never really know for certain, but you can sure as hell speculate.
Yeah.
The dancers in this case filed the suit, or rather the dancers filing the suit want the federal court to temporarily block the statewide ban and eventually overturn it altogether. The suit says the dancers have a right to express themselves through erotic dance under the state and federal constitutions. There's definitely more to this, and I want your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm.
Daryl, could we get maybe one of the dancers to Skype into us?
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe if we have one of those dancers Skype into us.
Yeah, Skype username again, LRN.FM. Do people have a right to express themselves through erotic dance? We'll get into the strippers' arguments and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is LRN.FM. What are your thoughts on strippers? Specifically, the new law that goes into effect in just a couple of days down in Louisiana that says that strippers have to be 21 years old. 18-year-olds, 19, and 20-year-olds cannot be strippers in Louisiana if this law takes effect. Luckily, there are some strippers that are filing suit on this, arguing that the new law violates their rights under the Louisiana State Constitution and the U.S. Federal Constitution. They say specifically that they have a right to express themselves through erotic dance. They also say the ban is too broad and, as written, would apply to live theater performances and other instances, not just strip clubs. It's also unconstitutionally vague because it fails to clarify its ban on exposure of the breast or buttocks. The dancers also say the state law discriminates against them solely on the basis of their age, which they say is not rational, as there is no evidence that the act's age restrictions will have any impact on human trafficking. Because, remember, the claim, at least what was mentioned in this article, the claim for why they need this law is to cut down on human sex trafficking. Thoughts, Chris?
Well, I kind of had to go back a couple of years, and I was trying to remember the story, but now I do remember it, that, you know, in at least as late as 2009, there was one state where any girl 16 or older could be an exotic dancer, take off all her clothes. Do you remember that?
I do not.
Rhode Island. So this is sort of kind of one of those glitches in the law that ended up appearing, but in a nutshell, under the law, a teenage girl, like 16 years old, could not operate like any power tools. Like, you couldn't mow lawns.
Okay.
Couldn't do anything that involved working on ladders, so on and so on. Yet they had this law that basically said you could work in sort of any sort of a restaurant or entertainment industry if you were 16 years old.
Okay.
But you had to have a work permit. So if you wanted to be a 16-year-old stripper, you could then go and, you know, get your work permit, show it to the strip club owner.
This is not the same glitch in the law that actually wasn't a glitch. It was designed this way, but the claim is there was a glitch in the law that allowed prostitution
now
in Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah, it did that too. And
is that the same law or a different law?
Part of the same law, same story. But
okay.
Yeah, but this wasn't one of those cases where it was sort of a hypothetical. It's not like we ever saw a 16-year-old girl. The whole thing kind of got brought down because of prostitution raids and then finding 16-year-old strippers there and then everybody going, but she's legal. She's got her work permit. She's allowed to do it. And, yeah, but I thought that was a really interesting story when it popped up a few years ago.
The article here from the New Orleans Advocate continues, the ban also discriminates, this according to the lawsuit brought by three strippers in Louisiana, the ban also discriminates based on gender because it only applies to females who perform topless and not men. The suit explores at some length the impact it says such a law will have on the dancers' livelihoods. Jane Doe 1, a 20-year-old dancer from New Orleans, had to work up to 120 hours per week in retail jobs to help pay her bills and care for her disabled mother before she began stripping. Her attorney, Harry Rosenberg, says that Jane Doe now strips and can set her own work schedule. Another plaintiff, also unnamed, is an 18-year-old from Baton Rouge, lives on her own after both of her parents died of cancer. Because of the ban, which the suit says took effect at her club in August, she now works as a shot girl, that is a server who walks through the club offering drinks, but her income has been cut by more than half since she stopped dancing. So your question earlier about, is it that you've got to be 21 to even work in the establishment? Nope.
We're good with 18 if you're...
She walks around selling people shots.
And let me tell you, the shot girl in the clubs that I've been in that have shot girls. There's one reason that those girls are usually chosen. They are young, comely, attractive, little hotties. And yes, that's what you're doing. And what do they wear? What is... They're not wearing a nun's habit when they are being a shot girl.
They're generally wearing tight pants.
Sure.
And
got their Daisy Dukes going on, maybe a little belly shirt.
Shirt that's low cut.
Sure. And, you know, really, so it's okay to sell sexuality this way, but not okay to, and I shouldn't even say sell sexuality, that's just kind of a base way of saying it,
right,
but express yourself and attempt to...
You want to be 16 and work at Hooters and wear the really tight, hot, you know, high shorts? That's fine.
Right.
But you want to, you know, dance when you're 18? Nope. We're saying you can't do that.
Right. But, again, this is a local state law. You could probably find another state that would absolutely allow it.
Yeah. The third plaintiff in the case, a 19-year-old from New Orleans, said she used the money she made stripping to care for her one-year-old daughter. The plaintiffs know other dancers who have been approached by pimps or who are considering prostitution to make up for the income they'll be losing as a result of the ban. A response to the lawsuit by the state is due November 22nd. And the article from, again, the New Orleans Advocate, they do have a link where you can download and read the full suit if you want to. It's 20 pages. Definitely not something that we will be going through here. But your calls and thoughts are welcome on this or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. So, Chris, any final thoughts on this? Well, let me first ask, what do you think will happen? Let's you know, predict here. Pull out your crystal ball. How do you think the court will rule?
And which court are we talking about?
I believe it's the Fifth Circuit out of the Eastern District of Louisiana.
They may kick it back down to the lower court for some technicality.
Well, no, this is the initial suit.
Oh, the initial suit. I'm sorry.
In the Eastern District of Louisiana.
Yeah, I
which if it, you know, gets appealed from here, it would go to the Fifth Circuit. But that's the, you know, region we're talking
about. Better yet, I'm a judge on this court, and I look at this. I say there should be nothing the government does that prevents someone from making an honest living. Number one. Number two, dance is absolutely an expression of your feelings, of speech, and that's absolutely protected. And who are we to stand in the way of that? Therefore, I bet they rule against them.
Against the state or against the plaintiffs?
Against the plaintiffs. Because I just outlined like the First Amendment reasons why it should not happen. And they'll probably go the other way.
Yeah, and they'll probably accept the state's reasoning of human trafficking.
Right.
It's for the children. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That wallet is Jax, spelled J-A-X-X. You can find it at jax.io. Or just go to the app store of your choice. There's no wallet like it. This Jax wallet holds Bitcoin, Ether, DAO, Dash, and more currencies are on the way. And there's even Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio. He also knows a few things about cryptocurrencies and coding. He's the creator of CryptoKit and the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. And with Jax, it's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's JAXX.io. Oh, yeah, and this thing is cross-platform, so it's not just on your phone. There's things you can download on your computer and use it pretty much, you know, wherever you want. Jax, JAXX.io.
I just used Jax today, as a matter of fact, Daryl.
Woohoo!
I use that for my business's wallet.
So we've been talking about this new law down in Louisiana that at least three women are suing the state over, saying that it is going to negatively impact their financial earnings. The one woman has said that, you know, since the state said she can't dance anymore, she now is a shot girl at the same club where she was dancing. So she is, you know, walking around selling people alcohol now instead of dancing on stage.
And wearing not a lot more.
Not a lot more. You are correct.
More than likely.
They're also saying that the new law is sexist because it only prohibits females between the ages of 18 and 21 from working without their top on. There is no prohibition on men that same age working without a shirt. That is in the court system right now. The state of Louisiana has until almost the end of November to wind up responding on that. But since we're talking about work and weird work regulations, what did they do in Seattle other than increase the
minimum wage
up to $15 per hour?
Well, you see, that's the one everybody knows about. That one made big headlines. But as we'll get into in this article, there's a lot more they've done to fix it. You see, Daryl, if you got a city, all you need is a group of guys. Let's call them central planners who can fix everything. That's where Seattle's at. That's what Seattle government believes. But this comes to us from Reason Magazine, from the Hit and Run blog. The title is Shiftless in Seattle. Lawmakers pass onerous new scheduling ordinance. Seattle City Council seeks to micromanage workers' schedules. The Seattle City Council last night passed a sweeping secure scheduling ordinance by unanimous vote, making it only the second city in the nation to take a direct role in regulating how businesses set employee schedules. Under the new ordinance, effective July 1st, 2017, certain employers will be required to tell their workers 2 weeks in advance which shift they will be taking.
Okay, so let me think about this for a moment. Because I've worked jobs to where I had, you know, this rotating shift sort of thing. And generally, the schedule would come out on, say, Tuesday or Wednesday for the following Monday or Sunday or whatever day it was that, you know, the week started.
And whenever the manager got around to putting the schedule up. And well, I've worked at a lot of places like, are you going to put the schedule up? Yeah, I've just been busy. I'll get to it.
Right. So, you know, I did have a job one time to where I think they would put the schedule up on Saturday for the week that started on Sunday. But most jobs, they would get it up by, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. You've got several days to know what shift you're working for the following week.
Yep.
And now in Seattle, they're saying, nope, 5 days notice is not good enough. You must give 14 days notice.
Absolutely. But the city recognizes that that's probably not possible because people get sick and things like that. So how do you handle that? Fortunately, Seattle Central Planners thought of this, and they've got a solution.
Well, I'm wondering here. And, you know, maybe this is covered because, well, they're giving you 14-day notice. What if, because I've had these jobs before where you work what they call the swing shift, to where one day you might be working a day, and the next day you're working an evening, and then 2 days later you're working a graveyard. As long as they notify you 2 weeks ahead of time, that's okay in Seattle, or you have to have 2 weeks between changing shifts?
I think that's okay, but let's go through some examples. So, for example, should an employee be called in for extra hours, say, to replace a sick coworker?
Hey, Chris, Bob called in.
Right. I
need you
to
come in today.
Right. The employer will have to pay him added, quote, predictability pay, unquote.
And what exactly is predictability pay?
Well, you've violated this person's rights to predictability. Therefore, sort of like hazard duty if you were in the military or a war correspondent, you know, hazard pay. We have violated your predictable work schedule. Therefore, the employer
like pay, or you know, basically you get time and a half.
They don't tell exactly what the percentages are. That may still be being worked out by the central commanding planning committee. Here's another one: should an employee be sent home early? Maybe because business is slow or delivery is late, the employer must compensate him or her for half the hours they were scheduled to work.
Okay, so let me give an example here. I used to work for a car wash down in Texas, and I would never actually know how many hours I was working, only what time I was supposed to start my shift.
Right.
Because, you know, of the business being slow or weather.
It's a car wash, and yeah, it started pouring all day. Nobody's going to be lined up to get their car washed.
Right, but they would always keep a couple of people just in case somebody would show up, because
sure,
there was always that one guy that would show up and be like, I know it's downpouring, but let me get a full detail of my car.
Yeah.
So they would keep a couple of people around. If I was one of the unlucky people that got sent home, well, since they didn't tell me how many hours I was going to be working on that day, how do you determine half of we don't know?
That's a good question. They will probably come up with yet another addendum to the central planning in Seattle that will dictate you must tell people exactly how long their shifts could possibly go.
So, and here's another question. What happens if Daryl gets hurt at work and has to go home early because Daryl got hurt? Do I still get paid for half of the hours that were left in my shift?
Are you physically hurt, or were you emotionally hurt by some trigger word that someone used?
No, so I go to work at the airport, and one of my idiot coworkers parks a baggage cart on my foot, and I've got to go to the hospital, and they do x-rays and tell me to take the rest of the day off.
So I think in that example, you would be covered by Obamacare or whatever, be workman's compensation. No problem.
No, it's not workman's comp.
Okay,
you can go back to work tomorrow. You just have to take the rest of your shift off today.
I think you would be fine, but I think we would end up having to pay predictability pay to whoever we had to call in to cover for you, Daryl, and your bad foot.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on this weird thing in Seattle that, micromanaging how people run their business 2 weeks ahead of time. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And I know it was said last night that the verbal duel between Ricky and Ralph was going to happen at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, but they're both on hold right now. So, Chris, if you have a timer on your cell phone, could you pull that up and give me 30 seconds on the clock? And we'll just go ahead and do this thing early since they're both on the phone.
Sounds good.
So I am going to unmute Ricky and bring Ralph on the line. Gentlemen, hold on.
good evening to the both of you.
So the rules here, and this was proposed, this verbal duel of sorts was proposed by Ricky. Rules are each one of you will get 30 seconds of an opening statement. You will then have 60 seconds after your, after both of you make your opening statement. You will each have 60 seconds to make a statement, and then after two statements, each of you will have a 30-second closing statement. Chris, do you have 30 seconds on the clock?
I do.
All right.
Now, this is not going to be like regular debates because Daryl, instead of waiting for people to ramble on, you're just going to mute them.
I will just mute them. And since Ricky proposed the duel, I will let Ricky decide if he wants first or second.
Ralph can go first. And if possible, okay, somebody can give a signal before the mute or something, I'd appreciate
that. Well, thank you for that, Ricky.
Whoa. Somebody can do a bell or something before the mute.
We
don't have a bell, but I will say.
What state is Ricky calling from?
What will you say there, brother?
Hold on.
5 seconds before the timer is out. I will say 5 seconds.
Ralph, your 30 seconds begins now.
November 8th is the election coming up, and it's a crucial moment for this country. Knowing all that we know about Obama and what he has done for this country, we're going to set on a new course. We're going to, begin again, putting this country in the right direction, okay? And doing things differently than what has been done the last 8 years of this man, Obama, okay? It will be a new day and a new way of dealing with things in this country.
He's done.
I'm glad to hear that.
Time. Thank you, Ralph. And just so you know, I am muting each one of you while the other person speaks. That way, neither man can interrupt the other.
Very good.
Are we reset?
We are ready.
Ricky, your 30 seconds begins now.
As a Democratic Republican and a Jeffersonian Democrat, I believe in freedom and independence for all. My opponent, the Federalist, the self-professed old-school Republican, is nothing more than just that. The Federalists, they take away our freedoms, they threaten our independence, they will destroy our economy. As a deputy, I swore on my honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania
and
wherever I may go.
Thank you, Ricky. And now, since both men have had their opening statement, Ralph will now have 60 seconds. Chris, can we get 60 seconds on the official clock?
We have it.
We have 60 seconds. Ralph, you now have 60 seconds to make your follow-up statement, your main point, if you will.
Yeah, well, you know, like everyone else, I am following very closely what's going on, the political process in this country. And I believe the Democrat has created a sense of, unease, a sense of insecurity in this country by constantly bringing up the issue of race. As you know, Ricky, I'm an Asian American and unapologetically conservative. Okay? The only regret and mistake I ever done in my life is voting for that animal Obama the first time. Okay? And I have since learned. All right? This is a man who, if you miss your accomplishment and record vis-a-vis what with the blacks, okay? He has not only taken them for granted by not doing anything
for
them. Okay? He, this man
and that's
has
it.
Put them
that's
down.
That's your time.
And,
thank you, Ralph. You will have 30 seconds for your closing statement slash rebuttal. Ricky, your 60 seconds. Is the clock ready?
Yes, it is.
The clock is ready. Ricky, your 60 seconds begins now.
On August 12, 2016, it was said and reported in the Filipino Star that Donald Trump pointed out Afghanistan, he pointed out Syria, and others, and he mentioned the Commonwealth of Philippines, and he labeled these people as animals. Ralph is a Federalist, as the self-professed Federalist Donald Trump. Ralph is a traitor, not only to his own people, but to freedom and independence and peace that is desired in a state right now of unrest that I will say is remedying thanks to Duterte, no thanks to this racist propagandist, Ralph. He is a trumpeter. And he blows because he is a traitor to his own people and to freedom.
I think you've still got a little bit of time left.
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
5 seconds.
3, 2. I think Ricky is done with his statement. So we now have 30 seconds for the closing statement slash rebuttal to where Ralph can rebut anything that Ricky said. And in Ricky's final statement, Ricky can rebut anything that Ralph said.
Only 30 seconds.
Only 30 seconds. These were the rules that they agreed upon. And actually, generally, hold on. Since Ralph had the opening statement, then, right, so he would get the first rebuttal.
Which is fine.
Ricky
I was just
would have the final.
Saying I was actually enjoying this, and I was going to suggest that we maybe allow them a minute apiece.
Let's split the difference, call it 45.
45 seconds.
45 seconds
change it.
On the clock.
Give you guys a little bit more time.
And let me know when you have that on the clock.
I do.
And Ralph, you have 45 seconds that begins now.
Now, I find it very amazing that someone who doesn't know me would call me either a traitor to, my people, or a racist, okay? You don't know what kind of a character I am as far as... I understand you are in Pennsylvania, Ricky. If that's... You can identify the state. You called from. I'm from New Jersey, okay? I've lived here for years, and probably not for long, okay? Wasn't it Bill Clinton who said the era of big government is coming to an end? Why are they bringing more of big government? And all this idea that Hillary is pushing through, it's about big government. A big government is not necessarily...
Thank you, Ralph. 45 seconds back on the clock for Ricky to make his closing statement slash rebuttal of anything that Ralph said. Ricky, your 45 seconds begins now.
The threat to the people of the Commonwealth of Philippines is the Federalists and the Federalist state. The Philippines is Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is Philippines with the law of the land and the legislature. I believe in freedom and independence for all, with liberty through democracy. And when I think of, slavery, I think of white, black, and yellow, and I think of Asia, Africa, and right here. And the hit with ISIS that I apologize to my lady friend in the Philippines was obviously and blatant.
5 seconds.
With the run, and he's trying to run out the cartels. My opponent is a traitor without honor.
Thank you, gentlemen, both Ricky and Ralph. And, I am going to actually see if I can put a poll up on the Facebook page for people to decide who they think won this verbal duel.
I think that's a great idea. Let our listeners decide.
Let you decide. And again, I will see how to get that poll put up on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
And I'd like to thank both of them for coming on and doing this and for being very professional, doing
yes.
a very good job.
Thanks,
you
both.
Guys.
Gentlemen, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.